প্রচণ্ড কৃষ্ণ বল কৃষ্ণ ভজ কৃষ্ণ কর কৃষ্ণ শ্রী খাত্রি থিং ইউ শুড গো অ্যান্ড টেল দেম টু চান্ট কৃষ্ণ টু রিমেম্বার কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড টু নো হু ইজ গড হোয়াট আর দি কোয়ালিটিজ অফ গড অ্যান্ড গ্লোরিজ অফ গড বাই থ্রি থিংস অল উইল বি হ্যাপি So those who are so much fortunate, they will take it. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas went in Navadvip town and he began to tell like this, door to door, begging Harinam Bhikha. This is called Namhatta. Many smiling something and they used to tell, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. Those who are not telling, he used to sit there. I will not go without hearing from your mouth. Some are thinking that they are mad. So thus he went to Jagai and Madhai, very learned person and very rich person. But taking always wine. They were mad. And thus they were like gents thought. Gents.
Giants.
Gents were very wicked persons. Like demon. They were demon. Anyone cannot pass by the way where they were sitting and taking wine. All used to fear. But Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas went there and told that, what are you doing? You should chant Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. At once hearing, they become very
furious.
And one of them
wanted to slap
and with that vessel, part of vessel, and it was cut him, attacked. And thus injury came and blood came. At once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all followers chanting Hare Krishna Dev at once came. Mahaprabhu was so furious that he called his chakra. Oh chakra. And chakra came in his hands. And he wanted to cut the head. But Nityananda Prabhu fell on his feet and told that in this incarnation. You should not do like this. You should try to change the mode of this. So you should be merciful to them. At one, he has saved me, this Madhai, Jagai. One of them has saved me. So you should be merciful to this. Oh, he has saved you? He at once stretched by his lotus hands. And at once he began to weep and to cry, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare.
At once he was changed. Then his second Madhai also began to weep that, we are brothers, we have distributed your mercy to him, but not to me. Why? Because you have you have bitten. In the Lord's feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Then, at once, you should go to Nityananda Prabhu and beg pardon. And if he is satisfied, I will give also prem to him. At once he fell flat on the Lord's feet of Nityananda. And he was changed totally. They became pure devotees. They became sadhu. So, by this name, all can be changed. Also, there are so many instances. But, gap 7 minute teachings to Raghunath Das Goswami. What are they? Jivas and how any Sobhagyaman Jeev. Among all teachings, Sanatana Siksha, Rupa Siksha, and dialogue between Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu Sambhava, these are so much important. He has told how to achieve love and affection in the lotus feet of Godhead. Among them they have told Raganuga, Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga. And they have also told that the highest love and affection for Godhead can be only by following these footsteps of gopis. Without help of them, without the mercies of gopi, and without following the mood they gopi has, we cannot control Supreme Personality of Godhead. So for common persons, what I told before, all these things, they should try to enter in bhakti, pure love and affection, by the methods that Swamiji has told or all has done. Chanting, remembering of Krishna. Doing good activities. But for those who are developed and those who are senior and they know Krishna Tattva and all kinds of Tattva, Jiva Tattva, everything. And those who have some greed to serve Krishna, for them Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has kindly told them that Atayav gopi bhav kari angikar ratri dine chinte radha krishna rabihar. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and Srila Raya Ramananda told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told to Rupa and Raghunath. Highest topic of this thing, that if you want to serve Krishna and to control Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, then you should practice from this life, being in this world, in the guidance of a very rasik and tattva govishna. Ate gopi bhav kari angikar aratri dine chinte krishna bihar. We have some moors in our hearts and eternal. We have very beautiful shape. We have beautiful all kinds of mood in our hearts. Only it is covered when by the help of Yog Maya, that is Ladini Shakti, the essence of Ladini and Sambhit Shakti, when it will be touched, then it will illuminate as what was the original constitutional form of energy. All has this. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told it clearly, this thing. You can see, mark. He is telling, Shravan Kirtan Adi Sadhan Samaye Yadashuddha Bhakti Udeti Swasa Vidyattam Parihatya Vidyachideta Vitrishna Janani Shapi Jivase Thul Lingam Aupadik Deha Dvayam Vinasya Tasya Sarupagatam Shuddha Chit Deha Adhikar Vedena Madhura Sarsvad Ayatanam Gopika Deham Prakatati. It's first, he has told vividly here in his this. The jivasya, jivasya means of soul, that originally by constitution they have very beautiful shape, body, like this is, but this is not original and this is material, and that shape is eternal in jiva, but now covered by maya, and it is like anything in seed, potency in seed, all this. But there is something. So adhikara bhedena, according to their
ability
mane suddha deha, body, chiddeha. They have also up to madhur rasa swayad ata ayatanam gopika deham. We are still in this case, in this age, stage. We have that. Some we have the body of gopis, some of friends, some of so many things. But who are attracted in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this line, they must be like that. Those who are attracted with, they like Dasharas, they will be attracted in Ramanuj. So it is vivid here. Also, second he has written, I think that he has translated, but he had not translated that as a full, you can read.
When Sudha Bhakti arises in the heart of the Sadhakir, by continual practice of hearing and chanting, Bhakti Devi, who dispels all desires other than that for the service of the Lord, removes this avidya. By the function of the vidya vritti, or knowledge potency, Bhakti Devi destroys the gross and subtle bodies of the jeev. Simultaneously, Bhakti Devi manifests the original, pure spiritual form of the jiva.
This original form, by concentration, which is here, it will be illuminated one day.
To the extent that one receives the purely spiritual form of a gopi, if by qualification one is fit to taste the madhur ras, one may attain a form in any of the five transcendental relationships of santa, dasya, sakya, vatsalya or madhur in accordance with one's eligibility, or in other words, in accordance with the sthayi bhav.
Yes, sure. So we should not have any kinds of doubt in Krishna, in bhakti, in guru, but they should be qualified. But having no doubts in these things, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written, what our Gurudev has written, what Srila Saraswati Thakur has written, what Swamiji has written, we should not have any kinds of doubt. With a strong desire, we should try to follow them, always doing Nagar Sankirtan everywhere, distributing books, some classes everywhere, and thus preaching whole world the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Prema. One Sankirtan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Those who have come to here, so much thanks to them. To all that I want to make a very good preaching center here. I want that all the devotees should help me in this way, that a good center can be made here and all will be gained, benefited by this, without self-gain. So, I request all devotees and all those who are here that very soon, a soon, very beautiful center should be there, so that I may come sometime, preach here, and associate with you all. Gaur Prema.